Welcome to Answers May Vary. Each week, we listen to your dilemmas and try to come up with workable solutions you can put into place to start improving your teaching life today. I'm Kate Harkins.
And I'm Stephanie Handley.
And together with you, we're Three Heads. This week's dilemma comes from someone who I would imagine does not have spring break until April.
Mid-April. And did not have ski week.
What tips do you have for making it through the long months with no holidays? I'm already feeling like I'm at the end of my rope and spring break seems so far away. I'm struggling to show up and do my job every day. How do you make it through these long months? I feel like March and October are just wastelands.
They're awful. They're so long. Why would you do the 31-day months as the ones with no holidays? May is pretty bad too, but at least you have end of the year stuff going on.
Yeah, like you know you're in the home stretch, but October and March, for me, October is the worst. March is a really close second, but
I think it's the other way around for me. I still have some energy, like beginning of the year energy in October. But by March, it's gone.
Okay, so first let's talk about our mindset, because maybe we need to like downgrade our expectations for ourselves
just a little bit.
So let's just aim to do a good job, not an amazing job, not an excellent job. Like I want to do a good job. I don't want to create a disaster for myself that I can't come back from.
Or just give up with 2 months to go.
Right. But I'm going to ease up on my expectations for myself and give myself permission to like take it down a notch. And I feel like when you do that, you also sort of do it for your students as well. And then everybody's pressure relief valve is adjusted a little bit.
I would also say if you're anything like us, your good job is going to be a lot of people's amazing job.
Yeah.
And so you got to remember too that sometimes your personal expectations might be far higher than anyone else's are for you.
Yes.
Next, take it 1 hour, one task, one period, 1 minute at a time, whatever you got to do. But I know that on those days where my alarm goes off and I'm upset and I don't want to get out of bed, I just have to say, okay, well, what do I need done for first period? Mm-hmm. Okay, well, now what do I need done for second period? Okay, well, I have 15 minutes. What should I do next? And this isn't the time for the big picture planning and the multitasking. Yeah. This is the one foot in front of the other.
We aren't usually advocates of a week to week kind of a plan, but sometimes at this time of year, it's enough.
Yes. And thinking about your crazy to-do list is not going to help your mindset.
No. Another thing is to do what you can when you can and be kind to yourself. We often have a tendency to think we shouldn't work on lesson plans or anything while our students are in the classroom, or we shouldn't grade something while our students are in the classroom. But if that's the time that you have available to do something, just give yourself permission to do it.
Yeah. September is the good time to have your 100% attention on your students, not March. There's just some days where you're just not going to be able to do what you would ideally love to do, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. I think next we wanted to talk about, once you've kind of got that mindset straight, right, and you've accepted that it's okay to not be perfect, there are some curriculum and classroom management strategies that you can use to kind of get yourself and your students through the time, because they're probably also ready for spring break. Mm-hmm. And one of those is to plan a film or audio-based unit. There are fantastic films out there. There are some great podcasts out there. One grade level at our school used to do an activity with the Serial podcast that the students really enjoyed. And gosh, that's like 10 hours of listening time needed. It's one thing to just pop on a movie just for entertainment value, but you can do some really valuable things with film and audio that are really going to still benefit your students, but also give you some time to not be up front, not be running the show, maybe even get some grading done.
For sure. This next one is going to sound like it's not going to work, but stick with me here. Okay, so consider working on reading endurance, by which we mean tackling your novel. Mm-hmm. And you may think to yourself, tackling the novel? That's so much work. But rather than, oh, this has to be the most like engaging, we're taking frequent breaks to do little mini projects and that kind of thing, really just think about like, okay, we're just going to read this novel. And you're going to have a study guide and you're going to have some questions and maybe we'll listen to some audio. And that doesn't mean that you're never going to do anything fun or interesting or besides a study guide, but that you're going to go a length of time where that's just what you do. And it creates a sense of predictability for mm-hmm. you and for your students. And sometimes predictability, even when it's the predictability of sort of a kind of mundane routine, is nice to have, because just as you, like we said before, are headed towards like a mental checkout, so are your students. And so having that, I know we're just going to be reading this novel and answering questions, but there's that sense of comfort of knowing yeah. what's coming your way every day.
And you can't probably do as much grading while they're listening to mm-hmm. audio, but it's still like you're less on. There's mm-hmm. a little bit of that pressure removed. You know what you're doing. And you know what? It's okay if every once in a while you just read a book and do a study guide. No yeah. one's going to be harmed by that.
Yeah. Plus, if you choose something that has good audio, you'll be entertained.
Exactly. And hey, if you have multiple preps, then you got like 2-3 different books going on at the same time. Now, this one, to be fair, is probably not going to help you like right this second, mm-hmm. but thinking long term, try to plan your year so that your favorite unit falls in one of these long months. So that if it's a month that you dread, try to plan it so that at least you're doing activities that you're excited to do, mm-hmm. that you're enjoying, that you know your students will be engaged in, because that way, okay, well, at least I have something to look forward to. I'm not doing the unit I hate while I already don't yeah. want to go to school every day, or a unit that you need a big chunk of uninterrupted time. And sometimes those units fall in February and it's so frustrating because mm-hmm. then you have a holiday every other day, it feels like. Yeah. And so take advantage of this nice kind of 5 to 6 week stretch to actually get through something without interruptions.
Another thing you can do is plan a grading day. And I know this is controversial because there are lots of people who are like, I am not taking a day off and doing work.
And the fairness of that is like a whole other podcast yeah. topic. We're not getting into that right now.
Totally understand. If that's not your jam, then take a mental health day. But I know for us, sometimes we would feel overwhelmed by mm-hmm. everything that we had on our desk. Maybe it was planning for the next unit or having to grade essays from the previous unit. If that's going to help you to feel less stressed, mm-hmm. then in my personal opinion, that is a day off well spent.
Yeah. And I think sometimes, and again, like we said, we could do a whole other episode about whether that's fair or not, that we feel the need to do that.
It's not.
But, you know, a lot of times there are schools that'll sometimes give a PLC a day to work, which, yes, if your school will do that, great. That can still have a little bit of a break feeling. Mm-hmm. But sometimes those can turn into a lot of talking and not a lot of doing. And sometimes it's worth it to just hunker down and get some stuff done that you really need to get done. Sometimes that's worth the relief. You also can redo your seating chart so all your button pushers are just out of your face. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, of course, yes, most of the time you need to have your students that are struggling, that need your help the most, that need your attention the most, that are a behavior problem close to you and you're able to get to them easily. But sometimes when you're struggling, you could just maybe move them to the side, mm-hmm. move them to the back just for a couple of weeks to kind of keep the room a pleasant place to be for everyone, for you and for the student.
Yeah. Pick the task you feel most overwhelmed by, whether it's planning your next unit, scoring essays, contacting parents, whatever it is, and use the 20 minutes a day strategy. We have talked about this in the past, so we will include it linked in the show notes, but our philosophy is you can do pretty much anything for 20 minutes and you'll sort of chip away at it over the course of a few weeks.
Yeah. And then, okay, this one, it really is going to depend on your personality. You have to do the one that is going to work better for you. So either get out of school as fast as you can, right? Leave campus, not with the kids, but, you know, pretty close behind
pretty
the kids.
Close on their heels.
And even if that means you have to put in an hour or two of work at home, you're in your own space, you have snacks, you are in comfy clothes, you're in your favorite chair, and just get away from that environment. Or maybe you're the person who needs to stay till five and then refuse to bring work home with you so that when you do leave, your space is your space. So whichever one of those will make you feel better, do that and really be firm with yourself about, like, this is a hard month. I'm going to make sure that I am careful about what I'm doing where. Yeah. Kind of those real intentional boundaries.
Yeah. So this is another time where you can really focus on your self-care. So maybe you want to plan a ditch day.
Well, we had a really fun one of those. Kate's son was, I mean, he was thrilled. It was a Disney ditch day for us.
Yeah, it was great.
And we were excited for weeks.
Yes. Plan a ditch day where you are taking a day off, not to grade, not to plan your next unit, but just to take the day off. And like Stephanie said, we had one where we went to Disneyland. That can be a really fun activity. I mean, going to Disneyland is a fun activity, but having like an activity planned can be a really good thing because then you feel like you're getting the most out of your day.
Yeah.
There are other times though where it's like, I just want to stay at home and not do anything. So whatever is going to sort of fill your cup and get you through to your next break is definitely worth taking advantage of.
Yeah. But when we say this, this is not to clean your house, not to do those life chores you're behind on, definitely nothing related to school. And that's why I think planning an activity was really good for us because let's be real, we both would have graded if we'd just taken the day off and been at home. And so this was a way for us to really and truly take the day off.
For sure.
Also, this is a great time of year to go to Starbucks on your prep. If you have a Starbucks nearby, and who doesn't most of the time these days, right? You can get there and back in a few minutes and still be back in time to get a little bit of work done. And that can just really bring a little bit of joy to your day. It felt like such a treat to be on like the streets in the middle of a school day because it was so rare that we got to do that. It like you feel like you're escaping for a moment. You see some sunshine and then you have coffee. So it lasts through at least another period.
Right.
Like the rest of the day, if you're Kate, she's good at nursing
that coffee. If you are thinking you're going to do a summer vacation in the upcoming summer, maybe you can do some planning for that. We're not saying do this during the school day. No. We're not advocating that you do personal things during the school day. But by researching that or starting to plan that out, you're looking forward instead of sort of like ruminating in where you are. And that can be very therapeutic.
Yes. And make sure you set aside some me time each day. And that's literal me time, not even family time, which obviously if you have a family, that's smaller time, but for your me time, but still find some time to just not be a teacher, to just be yourself and rest and relax and feel okay about not reading the number one award-winning book of the year or watching the number one Oscar nominee and instead watch a reality show, watch something that just makes you laugh even though you've seen it 14 times. It's it's a good time of year to, I think Kate mentioned comfort earlier, to just gravitate toward those things that just make you feel cuddly and warm and safe and cozy.
Yeah. Also consider working on a non-school goal. Maybe you want to challenge yourself to work out every day, or you want to you know, finish a project that you started at winter break or you know, whatever it is that's not school related, but gives you something to focus on daily and that you're going to have some sort of reward for having finished it. That can be helpful as well.
Some pride in accomplishing it. And then it's a good time of year to stash chocolate in your desk.
I mean, it's always a good time of year to stash chocolate.
But I'm pretty sure Kate or I, one of us or both of us, would always, one of us would end up at the supermarket and being like, look what I brought to school for us.
Also, maybe venting to someone who's in the educational world and understands how you feel. We all know as teachers that the world outside of teacherhood does not understand.
And even our own families that love us
complain about having a, you know, a month of no break when we have summer, but they just don't understand.
Yeah. And even our families who love us and kind of understand, there's just some things that when you explain it to a non-teacher, it sounds ridiculous. But when you explain it to a teacher, they just know how you feel.
Yes.
And there's something valuable in that. And if you can't do it in person, join a teacher community online or search for some teacher memes on Instagram, something that's just going to make you feel known and understood during an exhausting time of year.
For sure. Thank you so much for joining us. We hope something we said resonated with you. You have something you can put into your toolbox to come back to if you're not listening to this during March. Maybe you hear it in October or whatever month feels longest for you. As always, answers may vary. So if you heard us say something that you could not disagree with more, or we have omitted the best idea ever, please let us know. If you have a dilemma you'd like to talk to us about, or you'd like to hear us talk about, email us at hello@threeheads.works. If you want to be notified of our next upload, be sure to follow us. Chat soon. Bye.